Why We Avoid Change at All Cost. In 1992, the year the United Nations convened the largest gathering of international heads of state to date, the Earth Summit, converging to discuss the critical implications of humanity's accelerating development on the environment, Dr. David Suzuki sounded like a lone wolf, crying, "Ecology is collapsing! Ecology is collapsing!" Few believed him. Or the other lone wolves, such as the scientists and visionaries echoing similar cries. Since 1992, I have been sitting with a conscious question. What will it take for humanity as a species to become proactive rather than reactive? What will it take for us to willingly choose change? This one simple question may be the determining factor in whether we as a species live or we die. David Suzuki's analogies of the stark difference between these two essential modes of operation, proaction and reaction, continue to captivate my attention, the frog and the wall. Imagine a frog plopped into a beaker of boiling water. The frog jumps out. Imagine a frog plopped into a beaker of room temperature water. Ah, comfy. Now imagine this water gradually being warmed up. Ah, still comfy. Warmed and warmed and warmed until it's boiling. Does the frog jump out? No! It is acclimatized to the water's gradual warming. It doesn't recognize that it is boiling. And pop! There goes the frog, blasted to smithereens in the water all over the beaker and out into the air. Yucky scene. That's us. That's a metaphor for humanity. We, our incognizant Commission One egos, are adapting to circumstances that threaten our actual survival, rather than jumping out. We are acclimating to these toxic states, and thus we are not noticing what imperils us. Our egos need an upgrade. Humanity is at ever accelerating rates towards the wall, a concrete, immovable wall of nature's limits. Unlike the glass divider in the fish's aquarium, this wall is not placed as an experiment. It cannot be arbitrarily removed. It is fixed by the laws of nature. It demands respect. It is our wake-up call. It is the collective human ego going to yield? Either we veer or we go splat. As we'll discover in the pages ahead, this respect, the ingredient so essential to our survival, lies inherently in the reunion of ego's free will with a greater will. Why do we inherently, historically, avoid change so ignorantly, negligently, defensively, vehemently, even at the potential cost of our own survival? It's an amazing question, and one that we desperately need to shift our response to. Else we hit the wall, literally, or worse, we become the frog, literally. Have you ever known someone, perhaps yourself, who was in a really bad relationship or hated their job or was being beaten or tortured or significantly disrespected and they chose to stay in it? How many times have you witnessed this very dynamic in the world around you? In individual people, in organizations, in governments, in entire ideologies? From where does the choice to stay with, even be loyal to, something detrimental to one's safety and well-being rather than moving towards something better arise? It has to do with familiarity. This will be revealed lucidly to you as we explore the old paradigm ego. When we affect change and we are unconscious of what we are doing, change is significant. When we affect change and we are conscious of what we are doing and how we are influencing it, change is exponentially more expansive and potent. And so we will demystify familiarity, lifting this gold nugget, aha, to the surface of your conscious awareness. With this, you will regain your authentic power. Together, we will exponentially, rapidly increase momentum to effectively create upward spiraling change. We'll veer confidently before we hit the wall. We'll jump agilely out of the heating water, and we'll freely make the quintessential adjustments born of this new awareness. We will have the potential to do this only as we understand ego. And we will have the potential to do this only as we assist ego out of the old and into its new paradigm. This is the greatest evolutionary feat since the creation of humankind. This.